trusting women. He deals with no niggard hand. I happen to know that he paid £700 to a footman for a note 2 lines in length, and that the ruin of a noble family was the result. Everything which is in the market goes to Milverton, and there are hundreds in this great city who turn white at his name. No one knows where his grip may fall, for he is far too rich and far too cunning to work from hand to mouth. He will hold a card back for years in order to play it at the moment when the stake is best worth winning. I have said that he is the worst man in London, and I would ask you, how could I compare the ruffian who in hot blood bludgeons his mate with this man, who methodically and at his leisure tortures the soul and wrings the nerves in order to add to his already swollen money bags? I had seldom heard my friend speak with such intensity of feeling. But surely, said I, the fellow must be within the grasp of the law. Technically, no doubt, but practically not.